Our producer, Daisy Rosario, also put together a show recently centered around an interview that we did with Bill Cosby. Now, during that interview, Daisy jumped into the studio to tell Mr. Cosby about an important story and how his show helped to educate her family in a fascinating and remarkable way. So, for this week's Sabiduría, or Words of Wisdom, we have Daisy sharing that story with Mr. Cosby, and we get to hear his response.
Anybody who's watched as many episodes of The Cosby Show as I have will remember the episode where Theo's having a hard time in school and you figure out that he's dyslexic.
Theo, when you're called upon in class, do you have difficulty finding the correct words to express yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I know what I want to say, but I have a hard time getting it straight in my mind.
Look, he's got it. Let's fix it.
When I was watching it one day, I think I was visiting from NYU, so I had started at college. And my mom and I were talking so much about what a hard time she'd had in school because she was so proud of me being at NYU. And I'm watching this episode and I'm like, you know, everything that Theo is saying on this episode sounds like my mother because she's so clearly a bright person, but she would get so shy talking to people because she had such a hard time expressing herself. And I'm watching this rerun, having seen it before, and I'm like, Mom, I think, what if you're dyslexic? I think you might be. And she was like, what is that?
He has the brain power. He just has a glitch in the way he takes in information.
A glitch?
Yes, he just has a problem in the way that he processes language.
And sure enough, it turns out that she's dyslexic. And at this point in her life, she had never read a book. She just found it too difficult. And she gets a little bit of help and she starts reading. And then she ended up going back to school at the same time that I was in college. And she started taking college courses and she ended up getting a degree. Mm. And so we were in school at the same time. She had always looked at me as like, oh, you're the one who's going to be educated. And she finally was able to step up and do something for herself too. So that's, we both always think of that change as coming from just being able to watch that episode. I've always wanted to be able to tell you that. So thank you.
When Innes, who guided us as much as the person who said, go to this particular school, he went because he was tired of thinking that he knew it and then getting the results back, a C minus or a C when he thought he aced something. I don't know what happened with your mother, but I will tell you this. It's in that show with Theo, because when Theo came home after the exam to find out what the problem was, and he said, I'm dyslexic, a cheer went up. My wife and I, Camille and I, cheered, and Innes smiled, and we hugged each other, and he said, I'm not stupid. I'm dyslexic.
Hi.
Hey. Ms. Roscoe gave me the test results back.
And?
What did she say? You guys, I'm dyslexic.
And he went on to learn how he learns.
Exactly.
Now, your mother has probably come to you with her finger on something in a book. Listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, here's an article in the newspaper. Sit down. I want you to hear this.
I got asked about a lot of books I never read. Yeah. She'd be like, have you ever read this? I've never read this one. Well, you should read this one. Yes.
Right. And now you're sorry she even got it. And Mom, can't you go back to the old ways when you knew nothing? But it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm so happy that you saw the DVD, because I do want people to know we always have a way to reach back. But all we have to do is just speak.